Controller Tom DiNapoli took the unusual step of holding a press conference to highlight an audit which concludes that the Cuomo administration is not adequately fining or enforcing violations at nursing homes.
Families need to know their loved ones have safe accommodations and that providers are being held accountable when problems are being found.
The controller does give credit to the health department for frequent inspections of nursing homes and for following up on serious complaints. But the audit says the department lets other violations slide, and some nursing homes with repeated unresolved issues escalated into more serious problems. The audit finds that in the vast majority of cases where a violation occurred, the department did not issue any fines at all and only tried to impose monetary penalties when the problem resulted in actual harm to a patient or place the patients in immediate jeopardy. DiNapoli says that approach can end up costing more money in the long run to patients and to the state-funded Medicaid program, which often pays for the medical care.
Obviously, if you are not dealing with an issue early on and preventing it from becoming a bigger issue, there's also a cost factor as well.
The audit also found that it can take as long as 6 years between when a violation is cited and a fine is imposed. The average time is 4 years. The amount of total fines issued declined significantly from 2011 to 2015, even though the legislature has authorized that the health department can impose fines of up to $10,000 for some violations. Richard Mollett with the Long-Term Care Community Coalition is one of several advocates at the announcement. He says one of the problems is that the health department is too cozy with the nursing homes and views its role as more of a helper than an enforcer.
They see themselves as assisting the providers, as being there as a resource for the providers, rather than holding the providers accountable.
The audit found inadequate staffing is also an issue. Only one part-time employee handles nursing home enforcement issues. Gail Myers with Statewide Senior Action Council says her group often gets calls from people who filed complaints to the health department against a nursing home and never hear anything back.
Let's ask the question, why not hire sufficient surveyors to address the standard, meet the need, and provide the impetus to change the culture of what we would call these near misses?
In statements, the chairs of the Senate and Assembly health committees were also critical and asked that the problems be resolved. Governor Cuomo has had a contentious relationship with Controller DiNapoli, and in the past, his spokespeople have often strongly taken issue with the controller's assessments. In this case, though, the Department of Health, in a formal response to the audit, concede that they have recognized that there are issues and are taking steps to correct them. A spokesman says in a statement that the department implemented a new enforcement process last year to ensure that the fines are assessed in a timely manner. Spokesman Jim Plasteris adds that the health department is committed to protecting the health and safety of New York's nursing home residents. The controller is taking a wait-and-see attitude toward the changes.
It's great to recognize when an audit is underway that folks are looking, but the question is what will be the priority placed on this issue a year from now, 2 years from now.
DiNapoli says he's considering a follow-up audit to make sure that the health department sticks to its new plan. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.